USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane Dorian continues to move parallel along the coast of Florida, blasting sections with heavy rain and high winds. There are tropical storm gusts being felt across the central part of Florida's east coast as Dorian tracks to the north. Officials across the state, including areas close to the Florida-Georgia line, aren't taking any chances.
Stay off of the beach. Don't drive around if you don't have to. This is not the time for sightseeing.
Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry says anyone in an evacuation zone is asked to leave and can take advantage of shelters across the county.
More than 500 evacuees are utilizing our 12 shelter locations.
Dorian was a Category 5 storm when it stalled nearly 2 days over the Bahamas, wrecking both Abaco and Grand Bahama. Some 13,000 homes have been heavily damaged or destroyed. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Police in Alabama are charging a 14-year-old boy with 5 counts of murder after he confessed to killing his family in their Elkmont home. The Limestone County Sheriff's Office identified the victims as the boy's father and the boy's stepmother. Also, 3 child victims were identified as a 6-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 6-month-old. The suspect was being held at a juvenile detention facility and could face adult murder charges. Police were notified to the scene by the 14-year-old boy, who called 911 at about 11 o'clock to report there was a shooting. The teenager met the officers in the driveway when they pulled in and said he was in the basement when shots were fired. Due to inconsistencies in the story, the teen was taken to the sheriff's office to be interviewed, where he confessed. It was a down day on Wall Street. The Dow was down 285 points, the S&P 500 down 20, and the NASDAQ down 89. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Preparations are continuing in Florida as Hurricane Dorian approaches. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
Disney and other Florida theme parks will remain closed until further notice as the state prepares for Hurricane Dorian. But what is done to keep animals safe during storms, including hurricanes? Gatorland Orlando CEO Mark Hugh went on his Facebook page and explains.
The alligators and crocodiles? Well, folks, they've been around for 75 million years. That ain't their first rodeo with nasty storm. They actually feel that barometric pressure changing. They'll get in the water. They go down, sit underwater. They've learned to ride out big storms by just sitting on the bottom of the ponds. Come up with their nostrils and take a little breath every now and then. So don't worry about it. All of our animals are going to be safe here at Gatorland.
He also says that the alligators won't escape during the hurricane as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Fewer people went to the movies this summer, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Movie ticket sales in America down compared to this time last year. According to ComScore, summertime film revenue has fallen by 2% as compared to last summer. However, this season's $4.4 billion in sales is much better than the $3.8 billion studios made the year before last, 2017. Disney's emerging as the dominant player, with the entertainment giant accounting for about 40% of this summer's domestic box office revenue. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.